You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, interesting how the sports world was so moved and touched by the death of Bob Weir, legendary Grateful Dead. Of course, Jerry was the band, but Bob was right there with him. I got to see them at the Sphere in Vegas. Not the Grateful Dead, Dead and Company. But I was interested that the sports world seemed so moved by it, right?
Yeah.
I know they did the national anthem out in San Francisco a few times, maybe even back in the 70s or 80s for a World Series. They did a national anthem, and he was a diehard Niners fan. But there's not always that crossover. I know you're a big music guy.
Yeah.
So you must have been upset, sad. I mean, by the loss of Bob Weir?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not the biggest Dead guy.
No?
No, not my thing, but...
There's only one guy left, right? Phil Lesh died, Jerry died, and Bob Weir died. Can you name the surviving member of the Grateful Dead?
Not a Grateful Dead guy.
Yeah, but still, they're like a Mount Rushmore type band.
Right? I mean, for some people.
Oh, it's like that. Yeah, sticking your nose up at the Grateful Dead.
Not sticking my nose
Seems
up.
Seems like it.
You know.
Oh, they're not the Beatles.
Well, I mean, yeah. No, I don't. They're not the Beatles. They're not the Stones. They're not Led Zeppelin. They're not the Who. They're not the Doors. Like, those are the bands I would consider.
I think they're in the same ballpark.
I don't consider them.
As those. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not a Deadhead at all.
Yeah.
I like some of their songs. I've always made the joke because my wife went to like 350 Dead shows in her lifetime and traveled with the band when she was like 13. Oh, yeah. Not like with the band officially, you know, wherever they were, she would go to.
Wow.
Every song's kind of the same. A little bit.
I mean, and how many, like, I don't want to be a jerk.
Is that not fair to say?
I don't want to be a jerk. How many hits do they really have? Like, yeah, you turn on
classic. How many hits does Fish have?
You turn on classic rock. I know they
have
a great cult following, sure. I'm saying you turn on the radio, you don't, you know.
I would say the Grateful Dead had five commercial hits.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right? Sugar Magnolia, Truckin'. I'm probably stumped after that.
Touch of Grey is the most popular
song I
know.
Touch of Grey, all right, three.
That they just played,
Yeah, but it's not about hits, Big Mac.
Okay.
It's not always about being on the radio and having hits.
No.
No, it is not.
Cult following?
Yeah, if you sell out arenas for 50 years.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Like, what's the last hit Billy Joel had? Still sells out arenas. Has that hit since 78.
Yeah, but I can, off the top of my head,
name 10 of them.
A million Billy Joel songs.
I know. You're just not a Deadhead.
I mean, yeah, but I would think the average person couldn't name nearly as many Dead songs as you could Billy Joel or... The Rolling Stones or the Beatles or...
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Even the Doors.
But that's like saying, if I talk about a great Yankee, but he's not DiMaggio. I mean,
that's
it's
not,
like, come
no,
on.
It's not the same.
You could still be great in your own right.
They are great.
Like, the Grateful Dead were great in their own right. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you got to put him down. The guy just died.
I didn't put him down.
Seems just aggressive of you to put a guy down like that.
You were wondering why the sports community has been so effective.
I was wondering.
Yeah, so am I.
I know the answer.
Why?
Because he's one of them guys.
One of them guys.
He's one of them guys. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Original Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And one of those guys, like the Grateful Dead.
And deservedly so.
The Grateful Dead did something that very few bands have done. The Beatles obviously did it as well. Mm-hmm. The Grateful Dead changed culture, mm-hmm. which is why Bob Weir, the sports world, which you think has very little connection to Bob Weir, mm-hmm. outside of being a fan of the San Francisco 49ers and them doing the anthem a couple times mm-hmm. at baseball games, they changed American culture.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
The Beatles changed American culture
very
quite
much
famously.
So. Yes.
Like, top of your head, Elvis changed American culture.
Absolutely.
Right? That's three.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a fourth? I would
Michael
say.
Michael Jackson?
Did he change American culture, or was he just the biggest pop star?
Yeah.
They don't always go hand in hand about that.
I agree with you. Yep.
I don't know. I think Michael Jackson changed music.
Yeah.
He changed dance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he changed American culture.
On a lesser scale. Like, Nirvana kind of brought in a new
grunge.
Kind of brought that grunge thing in there, you know.
Yeah. Probably some merit to that.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell.
Yeah, that whole.
You know, part of that whole group.
Yeah, the Pearl Jam.
He was there like Messiah.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Like, he walked on water for those guys.
Yeah.
I don't
think
there's
a fourth. Musical acts that really.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna kind of culturally.
You think she
was
changed
huge.
American culture?
She changed a lot, I'll tell you that.
Are you
sex
probably,
appeal.
Yeah, she made girls like dress like hoes.
Yeah.
Which was great for all of us.
Great for all of us.
Let's give Madonna.
Golf clap.
Madonna.
Thank you for the hoes, Madonna.
Well played, Madonna. Thank mm-hmm. you for the hoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
True.
I think it warranted more than just a little golf clap you gave it, but it's all good. Now you're talking. That's right. A little aggressive at the end. I made a list for you today. Having sat on my couch the entire weekend with the rain and all.
Please.
I came up with a top five list for you. The top five things from the weekend that I do not care about in sports.
Oh, in sports?
Yeah, in sports.
How'd you keep it to just five?
They're all sports related.
Yeah.
All right, these are from the weekend specifically.
Okay.
Five things, just randomly five things that I just do not care about, all right? Number five, I did not care. Oh, thank you for that. Sorry,
man. Oh, I did that. The
unnamed. Good job on that. Number five, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest at all in Aaron Andrews' jacket. None whatsoever.
My wife did.
That's the type of jacket you wear when you're desperate for attention.
Mm-hmm.
That was the, please look at me jacket. Please talk to me about my jacket. Ask me where I bought my jacket. Yeah, I don't care about Aaron Andrews' jacket
okay.
at all. Plus, it wasn't that cold in Philadelphia yesterday. All right, that's number five. Nice job, big man. Number four, I am so sick and tired of Kirk Herbstreit's dog. You love your dog. We all love our dogs. We don't force our dogs on our coworkers and people that work for us. Period, stop, enough of the dog. I'm sick of that damn dog. And by the way, if you loved the last dog, you wouldn't have gotten a new one so fast. Your dog love is fugazi, all right? Number three. All right. I don't care that people that cover sports media in the NFL had a problem with that gal telling Liam Cohen what a great job he did. I don't care. All right. Liam Cohen, if you haven't seen it by now, everybody's got an opinion on it, was asked by a reporter who's been in Jacksonville for like 30 years,
mm-hmm.
writing for a newspaper company down in Jacksonville, like a small minor newspaper company, that he did a great job, should keep his head held high, and should feel good about what he accomplished in his first year in Jackson.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Jacksonville, and then all the established sports media comes out of their little holes saying, that was not right. That wasn't the right place for that. You shouldn't be saying that. Like, we can't endure 30 seconds of niceness anymore. Mm-hmm. We're so jaded that we're the only people that are allowed to go to press conferences after playoff games and ask questions. And a gal who's obviously from Jacksonville or lives in Jacksonville a long time wanted to tell the coach how much this year meant to the Jacksonville community, which is a real thing. I wanted to pump him up a little bit. And the rest of these animals, these sports jackals, have to put the lady down and suggest that she was out of place. Why? Because she was nice? For 30 seconds, we can't tolerate niceness? Well, that's not a world I want to live in.
Yeah. I agree with you, the jackal part of it. There's no reason to have everybody come down on her like this, but I don't disagree with the idea that that's not the place for that.
Why not?
It just seemed
So you'd rather have another reporter go, how does it feel to lose?
Well,
like, it's some dumbass question.
I get you.
That
it was beyond, like, do you think that this season was a success? There's a way to form a question in that instead of just flat out I agree with you. The amount of people have come out and just, like, went nuts about it.
It's obnoxious.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I also kind of agree that it didn't feel out of place.
No.
And I think part of it was that Schefter put out, listen to this great exchange between the coach and the reporter. And it's like, is that really a report? Like, it doesn't feel like an exchange between a coach and a reporter.
By the way, she didn't extend the press conference some undue amount of time.
No, I agree.
There's no question you didn't get to ask if you had a question to ask.
I agree.
So she interrupted in a manner that most people are not used to, because it wasn't a question. It was a pump-me-up type of thing.
It was just flat-out praise.
But are we so jaded that we can't have something a little bit nice? Just a little niceties out there?
We could have
and
more
that's the problem with you sports jackals in the media. You think you're so good and too good for everybody else. No one else is allowed to ask a question on my beat. I cover the Jets and Giants, or in this case, the Jaguars, year long. This is the first game she's been to. How dare she say something nice to the coach that just choked a playoff game away? I want to crucify him. I want to bury him. I want to ask him the gotcha question so I can get myself a Twitter following and leave this godforsaken newspaper business. And all the woman said was, great job, coach. Keep your head up. There's more good things coming. And the sports media, like vultures attacking this poor lady. I support her fully. That's number three.
By the way, are you?
I didn't ask what you think. It's not the Carton Show with Big Mac and the unnamed producer. It's just Big Mac. Time for number two.
Number two.
Here's number two for you. People that want to convince me that Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. I'm waiting to see it. Three playoff appearances, 0-3. And I know the offensive line stunk yesterday, but can we stop talking about how Justin Herbert is his generation's Dan Marino, and Justin Herbert is the quarterback with the best shot of pressing Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen? He was terrible yesterday.
No, he was awful. Yeah. And now, to be fair, the rest of the team was awful. The offensive line was terrible. I didn't see a wide receiver open. Like, I don't know what the hell that offensive performance was. It was more than just him, but he's had enough now where you start stringing them together. If this was his first, if this was, you know, one of a couple, you could kind of say, look, that entire offense had their head up there, you know what.
Yep.
But it has been every single big game. And this dude wins nothing, and he comes up small in every big spot.
And now he's doing it with Harbaugh.
With a great coach.
No excuses.
Who turned Colin Kaepernick into a Super Bowl quarterback.
Now, he also got $250 million.
Yes.
He's being paid like he's had, you know, 7 playoff wins.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
Hasn't had a damn thing.
At some point, I know the offensive line was terrible yesterday.
It was.
So he gets a little bit of a pass, a teeny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, he's got to be the reason why they win a playoff game.
Has to be.
Yeah, and that was
he has to raise the team. He does not
New
at
England's
all.
New England's defense was great last night. Their offense wasn't special.
Mm-mm.
They're sitting on 9 points for the better part of 55 minutes of last night's game. That was a winnable game for the Chargers, and I'm sure they feel that way. And that brings us to number one.
Number one thing you don't care about.
But this one's universal.
Okay.
This one, everybody's going to agree with me, even you, especially you.
Okay.
Everybody listening to me right now are going to agree. If you didn't like number five, you like Aaron Andrews' coat, that's on you. If you like Kirk Herbstreit's dog, that's on you. If you don't mind the other reporters lashing out at a gal just saying something nice, that's on you. If you love Justin Herbert, think he's the second coming, that's on you. But number one cannot and will not be argued against, I guarantee it. I don't give a rat's ass about Big Dom one bit. I don't care that he caught the ball that went out of bounds. I don't care that he's the guy that brought cheesesteaks to Cam Scataboo in the hospital in Philadelphia. Nice gesture.
Very nice.
I don't give a rat's ass about that. All right? I'm trying to figure out why the security guard for the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Sirianni specifically is wearing a headset during the game. I'm trying to figure out why, if you look closely enough, he's holding the play calling sheets on the sideline. Is he calling plays next? And while I'm sure in Philly they love him, and he's maybe a South Philly kid, and it's all good, I don't need to hear or see another story about Big Dom again.
I think we all agree with that one.
So I told you.
I'm with you on that one. And listen, I'm very partial.
A win for the kid.
I'm very partial to big fellas getting some love. And I still have no interest in Big Dom. And what is he doing wearing a headset?
He was.
What exactly
did
is he doing?
Did you see that?
Yes.
The dude's got a headset on.
And everybody, every time
Which,
he's mentioned,
way,
it's like with such like, oh, Big and
Dom.
There's Big Dom.
Like
I'm
if
with you
want to know why the Eagles lost and why Nick Sirianni's got to go, it's a simple thing. Ask Nick Sirianni why the head of security for them has a headset on during the game. Just ask him. Because it's never happened before.
No.
Oh, but that's Big Dom. Oh, Big Dom. He gave him Big Dom. Oh, that's Big Dom. Oh, Big Dom. I love Big Dom.
What is he? Like, did he just ask for it and got it? Is
no,
it that simple?
I think he's on the coaching staff. I think it's possible.
Well, offensively, they couldn't do worse with Big Dom calling plays.
Agreed. Do I have something to read here or no? Wow. Just the big man's more popular.
Just me.
Nice. It's the Carton
Show. I think right
now
he does not want to bother you.
With Big Mac. Go.
Okay.
You're right.
You want to take it? You good?
I'm happy not reading
stuff.
Okay,
well, that's just the assumption.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, helped my asthma acts up. I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.